The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Mem Aleph. Today's daf is being studied there, l'nishmat of Rav Ben Esther, u'ashem t'nechanu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Rishon, Perek Haskat Batim, Emet Nitin. This is a Mishnah that we know already. Kol hazaka she'en imat ta'ana, en hazaka. Anytime you want to possess a field based on a hazaka that you lived there for 3 years, to invoke the hazaka, you need to also have what's called a ta'ana. You got to have a claim. What's your claim? You can't just say, well, you didn't say anything for 3 years, so I'm here, it's mine, must be mine. Why didn't you protest? That's not enough. A ta'ana has got to be like, I'm here for 3 years, he didn't say anything, and by the way, he sold it to me. Oh, that's really saying a ta'ana. Ketzad. Amar lo, ma ata oseh betuch sheli. Vehu amar lo, shelo amar li adam davar me'olam. Right. The guy comes and says, hey, what are you doing on my field? He says, well, nobody ever told me anything. En hazaka. That's not hazaka. He didn't say anything. Shemachrali. Oh, but if he says you sold it to me, shenatata li bematana, or you gifted it to me, abicha machrali, or your father sold it to me, abicha natata li bematana, your father gave it to me as a gift, harezu hazaka. That's considered hazaka. Now, v'haba meshum yirusha eno tzarich ta'ana. A person, let's say, is claiming that he got it as an inheritance. He does not need a ta'ana. We'll see what that means. Let's go look at the Rashbam in the Mishnah. Kol hazaka she'en imat ta'ana, en hazaka. Ben b'chazkat gimel shanim de karkaot batim ve'ilanot, whether it's 3 year hazaka that we're talking about, ben b'chazkat yom echad, or hazaka for one day, like we'll see in the cases over there. Ve'ka'amad esarik lit'on me'eze koach ha'chazikba. You gotta give me, what's the reason you made a hazaka in this field? If you give a good claim, that from the law you went down on this field, that's why you're on the field for 3 years. You didn't open his mouth for 3 years. Right. He can't come along and say, no, you took it illegally. And how come you didn't open your mouth then? So coupled with the fact that he didn't open his mouth for 3 years, and he's claiming a claim that I bought it from you, then already it's considered a hazaka. But however, next one. Shelo amar li adam davar me'olam en hazaka. Gemara parik pshita. Gemara doesn't say that's pashut. Okay, mishum yirusha, she'omer achiltesh ne hazaka mekoh yirushat avi. Shayam muhzak bo biyom moto. Guy says, listen, this was my father's item. I was your reshit. I know my father had it before he died, and then he gave it to me. Ena sarich ta'ana lomar he akbali de abiv. You don't have to prove how it got to your father. If you come along and say, listen, my father had the field, and he was your neshet to me, and I was on the field now for 3 years, nobody said anything. You don't have to explain how your father got the field. Okay? Normally, when I'm going to win against Shimon, you got it, and Shimon sold it to me. But if I come along and say, this field of it belonged to my father, it was Yoresh, you don't need a ta'ana with it. That's enough, just to say that you were Yoresh. De'en adam baki bekarkaot abif. A guy's not baki, not fluent exactly on his father's portfolio, how his father got all his fields. You have to have edim that saw the father at least living on the field for one day. Once already you bring edim that the father lived on the field at least for one day, then the son can come along and say, listen, I was on the field for 3 years, and my father was Yoresh to me. Like I said, hey, that's my field. My father was Yoresh. I don't got to now prove how my father got it. That's it, it was Yoresh. The Gemara is going to go through it now. Comes the Gemara says, Pshita. Which means, of course you got to have a ta'ana. Which means, you're on a field, I come along and say, it's my field. You say, well, you didn't say anything for 3 years. That's your claim. That's not a claim. I'm saying that. Now I'm saying it. It's my field. I didn't say anything. That's like, you want to claim a field? I'm saying it's mine. What are you saying to counter that? Nobody told me anything till now. It's not a claim. You got to have a claim. You got to say, you sold it to me.
Well, it's mine.
Yeah, it's mine. So,
and?
Right, and it's mine. So therefore the Gemara is a pshita. You know, what's the hadush of this Mishnah? So Gemara is a tayri hadush. Ma'od etema, hai gavra mizban zavne le, hai ar'a. Listen, like I said, the guy really bought the field. But you know what happened over here? Vishtara vale virkas. He lost his shtar. He doesn't know the law of this guy. He thinks now, since he doesn't have a shtar, they're not going to let him stay on the field. So therefore, the reason why he said, listen, nobody told me anything, savar yamina mizban zavneli, because he thought if he's going to say, he sold it to me, hay ar'a amri le, they're going to tell him, ahve shtarach. He doesn't know the law. He thinks if he's going to say, listen, I'm here for 3 years, nobody said anything, and he sold it to me, they're going to come along and say, where's your shtar? Really, they're not going to tell him that. Because the law is, after 3 years, we learned that a person usually throws away his shtar. Betty's not going to demand to ask for the shtar. But this guy's scared. He doesn't know. He doesn't know his rights. So if he's going to come into the thing, really he bought it. But he's not going to claim he bought it. Because he's worried that Betty's going to say, hey, if you bought it, where's your shtar? So he's going to come and say, listen, you know, nobody told me anything over here. You know, I'm here for a couple of years, nobody said nothing. Oh, Hilkach, therefore, I would have thought, you know what? When a guy doesn't know his claims, we have a law that says like this, Lema le anan, will claim for him. Sometimes Betin helps the guy that's claiming, if he doesn't know what to say. And Betin will tell him, listen, tell mashtara avalach v'irkas. Maybe tell him, listen, maybe you had a shtar and you lost it, which is okay. Maybe Betin will prompt him. Kegon ze, like a case of what? Ptach picha le'ilim. Sometimes Betin follows the law, you open the mouth for the mute. The guy that's a mute, who doesn't know his claims in Betin, sometimes Betin says, by the way, you could say this. So I would have thought that when a guy comes to Betin and says, listen, nobody told me anything, I would say, you know what, maybe Betin should help the guy and prompt him. By the way, maybe you bought it and you lost the shtar, and that's what's going on over here. Kamash malan, that you don't help him. Which means, a guy's got to have a claim. You would have thought that this is a case of ptah picha le'ilim, that maybe Betin prompts the guy to help him. In his case, no. The guy actually has to verbalize the claim himself when he comes to the Beit Din. If a guy comes and says, listen, you know what? I've been living here for 3 years. Nobody told me anything. Beit Din knows that this guy really doesn't know what he's saying. Could be this guy over here really bought the field. But what? He's scared to say he bought the field because he thinks Beit Din is going to go down his throat and say, oh, you bought the field. Where's your star? They're not going to do that to him, really. Because it's after 3 years. But I would have thought Betin will intercede for him. Listen, by the way, your claim is not a claim, what you're saying, but could be you lost your shtar and you're scared. No, Betin's not going to intercede. That's the Hadush of the Mishnah. You got to make your claim. Look at the Rashbam. Kamash Malan, de'ita'in, ta'anin ale. If he claims it, then we'll have, which means, if he claims he bought it, then we'll intercede and say, oh, and you lost your shtar, that's okay. But you got to start the claim. If, however, the ilot ta'in anu lo yafinan le limitan shab'ina ma'acha di'avat ta'in achi, which is what we learned from it, that's supposed to be chadush. Let's say originally he was torn like that. Let's say originally he came to Beit Din and said, this field over here, nobody told me anything for 3 years. And then he comes along and says, oh, by the way, I bought it and I lost my shtar. That's not considered a retraction. That's considered furthering his claim. Normally we said, once you're to'en, you cannot be chozer v'to'en. But the Rashbam learns that in this case you see that if he comes, we're not going to help him anything. But if he continues to claim, and say, oh, by the way, I bought it and I lost my shtar, that's not considered a retraction. He's saying two separate things. He's saying, listen, I was here, nobody told me anything. That's not contradicting the second thing that he says. And then he's saying, I bought it, I lost my shtar. But until he says, I bought it, yeah, then we're not going to help him. But that tells a few stories now. Rav Anan shakal bidka be'ara. What happened to Rav Anan? Rashba says, shataf mayim niknas besadeu. A shetef mayim. his field suffered some flooding. What happened is the floods came in, knocked down the walls of his field, and it knocked down the border. So he wanted to put the walls back, but he didn't know exactly where the original spot was. So he went. He ended up by mistake putting the wall up on his friend's property. He moved it a couple of feet over into his friend unknowingly.
So his neighbor took him to the Bedin, took him to Rav Nachman.
Amale zil hadar. Give it back to him. It's a no-brainer. You put your fence on your friend's field. Move the fence over. So he comes along and says, "Va hazikili." What are you talking about? The Rashbam says, he let me do it. Shibaniti kotel alpiv. Ubetzavato. He told me, no problem. Put it over there. Kedamale kameh. Not only that, he helped me build the fence. Now, since I did it alpiv, and I was there one or two days, and he didn't say anything, he kept quiet, so that's a hazakah. Which means, it's hazakah shesh imat ta'ana. Which means, my ta'ana is, first of all, I was there one or two days, he didn't say anything, and I'm telling you, the guy built it with me. The guy, what does that mean if he built it with me? That's, he gave it to me. Otherwise, why would he build it with me? Amale keman. So hold it. Who are you going like? Can it be Yehuda or be Ishmael? The amre kol befanav le'altar havi hazaka. Remember we learned in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda held that the only reason why they say 3 years for hazaka is for a guy in Spain. But for a guy that's local, even if he sees it, after one day if he doesn't open his mouth, it's considered a hazakah. So he told the rabbi, what, you want to rely that one day is a hazakah? One day hazakah is only the biyuda shita. We don't hold by the biyuda. So he said, let the chitakim at all the biyuda. Wait, one day. It's not such thing as one day hazakah. It's not halakha. The amar le, he said, no, that's not what I meant. The ha ahil. He was mochel, I'm telling you. That's my point. The ata v'siya beguda behadai. He helped me build it. Forget about the hazakah. I'm telling you, the guy was mochel. Why would he come and help me build the fence? If is that really saying, build it, take it, enjoy it. So he was more clear to me. So Gemara says, no. Amale mechila b'ta'uti. He was more clear to you because he didn't realize what's going on. For example, he tells him, ad gufcha, you yourself that built the fence. Iavat yadat, if you would have realized that you were over in your friend's field, lo ava avat, you wouldn't have done it. So you also know what you were doing. Ki echi de'at lo ava yadat, just like you didn't know what you were doing. You didn't know what he was doing. He was helping you because he thinks you're building it on the original border. After he built the fence with you, he went back to his plans. He said, you know something? Truth is, he made a mistake over there. He built it 2 feet over into my field. And your kids, well, he built it with me. Hey, listen, if you would have realized you were doing something wrong, you also wouldn't have built it. Right? So just like you didn't know what you were doing. You also didn't know what he was doing. So you cannot bring an ayah that he helped you, then that's considered a mechila b'ta'ut. Mechila b'ta'ut is not considered a mechila. Comes again what on says.
It says good fences make good neighbors.
That's exactly what happened. He said no. He said more than he brought witnesses. By the way, it's not Stam. We wouldn't trust him alone. He brought witnesses that he helped him. That's this. What are you bringing witnesses for? The witnesses are watching something. Watching a guy make a mistake. He didn't know what he was. He didn't know what he was doing. More comes again. What on says next story. Rafkana shakal bidka bar. Same story. Rafkana shakal bidka bara. Rafkana had a flood in his field. Azal adar guda bara delo dide. Okay, he went and he put a fence up, but on over the fence, over the border. Okay, atal came to Rabbi Yehuda, so he came in front of Rabbi Yehuda with the claim now. Azil aite tres ade. Okay, let's do the story now. They brought two witnesses. The owner of the field brought two witnesses. What do they say? Had amar tarte utziata al. One witness said he went over 2 feet into my property. The hadamat tlat utzaita al, and another witness said he went over 3 feet. So they have two witnesses that are saying two different things over here. One is saying he went over two, and one is saying over three. So what did the rabbi say? Amar le Rav Yehuda said zil shalim tarte megot tlat. Listen, for sure everybody's agreeing there was 2 feet over. They're arguing only on the third. Okay, so minimum two, which is a big hadusha. Because you could have argued and said, listen, You got two witnesses saying two different things. Somebody's lying over here. Right. Throw them out. Can't be two, can't be three. He said, no, no. We look at it as if they're agreeing on two. The argument is on three, so throw out the claim of three, because that you can't prove. But what they said, they got me a two. At least give him back 2 feet. So give us Amar Le Keman. So when Rav Kana heard this psak, he said, who's this halakha like? The one witness say one thing, one witness say another thing. You take the common denominator? Where's that coming from? He said, can Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? It's like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Why would it happen? The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechleku bet Shammai ubet Telel al shte kite edim, she'achat omeret mane, ve'achat omeret matayim, she'yesh bechlal matayim mane. Which is everybody agrees. There's a machlok between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Not in this case, Rabbi Shimon says. If there's two separate kats, you have two witnesses that say he owes 100. Two witnesses come along and say he owes 200. Everybody, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, agree that he pays at least 100. Sheyesh bechlal matayim maneh. In that case, over there, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel agree that what? Even though it's two different kats over here, because no matter which kat is lying, it's always going to be 100. If this guy is lying, so you believe the other cat. They say 200. If this guy is lying at 200, so you believe the other cat. It's 100. For sure, 100 is accurate. Okay? Where's the machlokes between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel? Al ma nechleku al kat achat. On one group of witnesses. She'ed echad omer maneh. She'ed echad omer matayim. She'bet Shammai omrim nechleka edutan. Bet Shammai should throw out this testimony. Because bottom line, one guy's lying. Once one guy's lying, you don't have two witnesses. And therefore you throw out the whole testimony. Bet Hillel omrim, yesh bechlal matayim maneh. Says, no, you look at the testimony as, what do they have in common? They're both agreeing on the one. And you throw out the extra. So therefore, obviously he said, I'm following Bet Hillel. Because this case, so what happened? Two witnesses came into Bet Din. One witness said 2 feet. One guy said 3 feet. He says, oh, I'm going like Rabbi Shimon that learned the Mahlok at Bet Shammai Bet Hillel is exactly this case. And I'm being posek like Bet Hillel. So Amar Lez, Rav Kana says, Veha maitin alach igarta me'ma'araba. What do you mean? I'll show you a letter from Eretz Yisrael. De'en halakha ke Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That halakha does not follow Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Which means, Bet Hillel argues in that case as well. We don't learn the machlok like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar learned it. And therefore, we don't go like this. So you give me a ruling over here. Neged halakha. So what did he tell him back, Rabbi Yehuda? Amar le, lechi taiteh. When you bring me this letter, then I'll change my psak of it. Just because you're saying you have a letter, doesn't mean anything. Bring me the letter, then I'll revamp my psak halakha.
Show me the letter.
Okay, one more story. Hahu Gabra Dedar Bekashta Be'ailita Arba'a Shene. There was a guy who lived on the second floor in the attic in a city called Kashta. 4 years. 4 years lived in the attic. Okay? Atamare de Beta Ashkeche. Of course, it's a common story that we've been having throughout the Perek. The owner of the house comes back. Famale Mai Ba'id Behai Beta. What are you doing in my house? Amale Meplanya zevinta dezavnach minach. I bought it from Reuven, who bought it from you. So what do you want from me? I bought it from this guy. This guy saw him in the house, and he claimed that he bought it from you. Okay. Anyway, atalika med Reb Chaya. So that I came in front of Reb Chaya for a judgment. Amale. If you could prove that the guy who you bought it from lived in the house even for one day, then already we'll let you stay over here. No, but if you cannot prove that he lived in there even for one day, no, then we're going to give it. We're going to take it out.
Why do you have to live in it?
No, I have to prove that it belonged to the guy that I bought it from. You're claiming along that what? That it's mine. The Me'ar'er comes. Hey, it's my house. I bought it from this guy. Bring witnesses that the guy that you bought it from, at least at Hazakah, even for one day, and then we'll say your claim is good. What's the logic? שימיו לו עדים שהמוכר שלו דר בה אפילו יום אחד, הרי יש להם קצת עומדנה. It's a partial proof שאותו אדם קנה את העלייה מבעליה. ומקום שיש עומדנה, when you have already like circumstantial, when you have an understanding like that, אנו טוענים כך עבור הלוקח. Then everybody will step in and say, yeah, he must have bought it. והרי זה כאילו הוא עצמו טוען שהוא יודע שהוא המוכר שלו, קנה את העלייה מבעליה. Which means, he's not saying that. Listen, and this guy bought it from... He said, I bought it from this guy. And this guy claims he bought it from you. But he doesn't have proof of that. Once already you can show that he lived on the field even for one day, we'll come along and say, Mistama, if he's living on the field for one day at least, he probably bought it, like you said, from that guy. And therefore, we give him the hazakah. But if the guy that he bought it from didn't even live on the field for one day, we have no reason to think that he bought it from somebody. He never lived there even. So therefore, the Gemara say, if he comes along and says, listen, I can prove from witness that he lived there for one day, then we'll intercede and say, you know what? That's considered a ta'ana. That's considered a good ta'ana. And therefore, we'll say, you can stay in the field. But if he doesn't claim that, what does he claim? I bought it from this guy over here. And he told me he bought it from you. So I don't know. I'm here for 3 years. And nobody told me. 4 years. Nobody told me anything. So that's one way of looking at it. The Gemara says, well, who told you to look at it that way? Amar Rav, Havaya Tvina Kaved Habibi. He was saying, I was sitting in front of Habibi. Who's Habibi? Habibi is his uncle. Rav Haya was Rav's uncle from his mother's side and his father's side. So he's called Habibi. Habibi's uncle. Va'amri Leah, he said, I told my uncle, Vechi en Adam Asu Likach Limkor Vilimkor Balayla. What do you mean? A guy buys something and he flips it right away. Why do you got to prove that he lived on it one day? Maybe he bought it and sold it immediately to make a profit. It's no raya just because he didn't live there for one day that it's not his. People flip things to make a quick profit. Which means, and I saw that according to the Fahiyya that says he's got to live in there for one day, but he said like this, Im amar le kamay didi zavna minach meheman. If the guy comes along, was living in the house, says, I saw him sell it to you. That's already me'iman. Which means, if he comes along and says, what are you talking about? I saw you sell it to this guy. Then everybody's believed. Why? Because it's a migu. What's the migu? Migu di iba'ya amal ana zavinta minach. Because he could have said, I bought it from you. If he would have said, I bought it from you, it would have been believed. He has 3 years. Nobody protested. He could have said, I bought it from you. So migu that he says, I saw you sell it, he's going, because he could add a stronger claim if he wanted. He didn't have to get involved in anything. So that's going to Rav Haya. Either bring it ayah that lived on it for one day, or bring it ayah, or say that you saw it, which is, believe it or migu. Amarava kevated Rav Haya mistavra. It makes sense to hold like Rabbi Haya. That what? That you got to live for one day. Why, what's the ra'ya? Diktani, haba mishum yirusha, eno tzarich ta'ana. A guy that's claiming that he had a field over here, living on it for 3 years, because he got a yirusha from his father, he doesn't have to prove how his father got the field. We learned that in the Mishnah, correct? A guy's coming along and saying, that's my field. I don't got to prove that my father bought the field from you, or you gave it to him as a gift. As long as I come along and say, I got it from my father's yirusha, I don't need another ta'ana. Ta'ana hu de lo ba'eh. Yeah, you don't need a ta'ana. However, ha ra'aya ba'eh. But I need a ra'aya that my father was on the field at least for one day. There's a difference in a ta'ana and a ta'ana means, yeah, and you sold it to my father. That you don't need. Eno sarik ta'ana. Ta'ana, no, but ra'aya, yeah. So you see the one day rule has a basis. It's a basis in the Mishnah. Right or wrong? You need one day at least to show something. So as long as you show one day, then Betim will intercede. Betim will come up and say, you know, Mr. Ma, he's here for 3 years, no one said anything. The father didn't live on it for one day. You know what, Mr. Ma, it was sold. We'll intercede for that. But you got to say something to give us a little basis. Right? You got to give us a little information. So Gemara says, no. Who said? Maybe in the case of the Yerusha, you don't need not a claim, and you don't even need a ra'ayah. You have no proof of that. Or I could say another answer. have no ra'yaf mamish now. Why? Shani lokeyah. De lo shade zuze bichdi. Which means a person that buys from a yurish. A person that buys. Or buys from a. No. Shani lokeyah. A buyer is different than an inheritor. Why? De lo shade zuze bichdi. A guy doesn't throw his money away for nothing. Which means, even if you want to be midayik, right? From the Mishnah. Oh, for your age, he's got to be on the field at least for one day. You have no ra'ayah from the case of your age to a regular case of where he's coming along and saying a sale. That I bought it from him and he sold it from him. Why? So he says like this.
Nitalnu ha-shalokeh eno sikh lavi ra'ayah kazu. מכיוון שיש להניח שאילו לא היה ברור לו שהמוכר שלו קנה את השדה, ודאי שלא קונה אותם.
Exactly. When I'm buying a house, I wouldn't have bought it unless I'm certain that I know that this field belonged to the guy that I bought it from. I'm not throwing away my money for nothing. In Yerusha, it's free. Yerusha, so therefore, maybe by Yerusha, you need to prove that he lived there for a day, the father. Because it's free money. Mashiachin, in the case of purchase, I can say you don't even got to prove he was there for a day. Because the fact that I bought it, why would I throw my money unless I investigated it and known? So therefore you have no raya. You could be the Mashtaj, Yerusha case, you needed proof the father lived there for a day. Mashiachin, in the case of Mecca. Okay.